Richard King's Early Life. This is Murphy Gibbons. Richard King, founder of the King Ranch, was born in 1824 in New York City. His parents were Irish immigrants, but that's all we know. We don't know their names. Some accounts of King's life say he was born in Orange County, New York, but King, in a sworn deposition in 1870, said he was born in New York City. King's parents died in 1829 when he was 5 years old. There was at least one relative, for King was sent to live with an aunt. If he had other kin, he didn't know them. The aunt kept him for 4 years until he was 9, then had him apprenticed to a jeweler. That was in 1833. Part of King's job was to look after the children of the jeweler. King didn't like minding the kids. In 1835, when he was 11, he ran away and hid aboard a ship called the Desdemona. He was found and taken to the captain. He told him he ran away because he didn't like babysitting the jeweler's kids. He earned his passage as a cabin boy. At Mobile, the captain found King a place on an Alabama steamboat with Captain Hugh Monroe. King spent 2 years with Monroe and then got a job with Joe Holland, whose boat operated on the Alabama River. Holland sent King to Connecticut to go to school, but King didn't like school, and after 8 months, he returned to the life on an Alabama steamboat. He became a pilot in 1840 when he was 16 and moved to Florida in 1841 during one of the Seminole Wars. In Florida, he met Mifflin Kennedy, a steamboat captain. As war with Mexico threatened, Kennedy was commissioned to purchase steamboats for use on the Rio Grande to supply the army. Kennedy urged King to join him in Texas. The story of Richard King, Irish orphan, became even more exceptional after he landed in Texas. I will talk more about Richard King next week. This is Murphy Gibbons.